So, Gary, tell me about this idea for a solar border. How did that first kind of come up?
Well, this idea emerged out of dialogue between American and Mexican scholars and activists, hoping that we could see an installation along the border that unites and bridges us rather than divides us. If we could provide a positive alternative along the border that created renewable energy and protected the border by having communities with livable wages in them, I think we would be dealing with the underlying causes that create tensions between our countries, and the current wall proposals do not do that at all.
Describe to me what you think this installation could look like.
What's proposed at this point is three tiers of solar photovoltaic panels that could then be linked to grid systems, substations, and generate energy that goes into many other areas. The solar collectors could be designed in a way where all the rainfall off them is caught and stored underground or in barrels that could then be pumped onto plants, either for food and medicine for local communities or for wildlife, because we have a lot of endangered wildlife in the border area.
Gary, is the structure you're describing something that would actually stop people from crossing illegally, or is that not even really the goal with this concept?
Well, people are getting over, under, and around the walls as they occur now. Again, we have to deal with the underlying causes, and those have to do with the poverty and disparity. And if we have healthy communities that are proud of what they're doing and watching out, the amount of negative activity along the border will decline. We could be creating jobs along the border, harvesting healthy food, and those are some of the underlying causes for both immigration and for people in desperation turning to higher paying jobs in the narcotics trade rather than being farmers or ranchers or foresters like they were before.
Okay. Has anyone actually run up those numbers about how much this solar installation would cost up front?
It would cost no more than a sixth of what the lowest of Trump's finalists would cost. It would generate income and pay for itself within 7 years. A steel wall or a concrete wall cannot possibly do that.
As you've given talks about this concept, how have people responded to you?
I've given talks in Mexico and the U.S. on this, and met with indigenous leaders. And they know that they're against the wall, but just saying no isn't enough. They need a positive alternative. And I think they're very, very hopeful. The first time I've ever gotten a talk interrupted of all the talks I've ever given in Mexico was last week in Coahuila, saying just what I said to you, that we need an installation there that unites us rather than divides us. And I got a standing ovation. And it's not because of me. It's because people so desperately want the relationships between our two countries to improve and to have a solution that unites us.
Thanks for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
My best to you. Thanks again.